It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 28th, 2018. It's the birthday of American educator and author of children's stories, Kate Douglas Wiggin, born in Philadelphia in 1856. She remains best known as the writer of the classic children's novel, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. She also started the first free kindergarten in San Francisco in 1878. With her sister during the 1880s, she also established a training school for kindergarten teachers. She devoted much of her adult life to the welfare of children in an era when children were commonly thought of as cheap labor. She was the daughter of lawyer Robert Smith and of Welsh descent. Kate herself experienced a happy childhood, although it was colored by the American Civil War and her father's early death. From a literary point of view, her childhood was most distinctive for her encounter with the novelist Charles Dickens. Her mother and another relative had gone to hear Dickens read in Portland, but Wiggin, aged 11, was thought to be too young to warrant such an expensive ticket. The following day, however, she found herself on the same train as Dickens and engaged him in a lively conversation for the course of the journey, an experience she would later detail in the short memoir A Child's Journey with Dickens, published in 1912. In 1881, Kate married Samuel Bradley Wiggin, a San Francisco attorney. According to the custom of the time, she was required to resign her teaching job. Still devoted to her school, she began to raise money for it by writing. First, The Story of Patsy in 1883, and then The Bird's Christmas Carol 4 years later. Both privately printed books were issued commercially by Houghton Mifflin in 1889 with enormous success. Kate Wiggin had no children. She moved to New York City in 1888. When her husband died suddenly the following year, she relocated to Maine, and for the rest of her life she grieved, but she also traveled as frequently as she could, dividing her time between writing, visits to Europe, and giving public readings for the benefit of various children's charities. In 1895, she married a New York City businessman, George Christopher Riggs, who became her staunch supporter as her success grew. Her literary output included popular books for adults, but her greatest success was Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, released in 1903, which became an immediate bestseller. It was adapted for the stage and became a popular film with Shirley Temple in 1937. Wiggin was an active and popular hostess in New York and in the community of Upper Largo, Scotland, where she had a summer home and where she organized theatricals for many years, as detailed in her memoir, My Garden of Memory. During the spring of 1923, Kate Wiggin traveled to England as a New York delegate to the Dickens Fellowship. There she became ill and died at age 66 of bronchial pneumonia. At her request, her ashes were brought home to Maine and scattered over the Saco River. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 28th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.